Leaders.
Alibaba. Ma, where he came from. No entrepreneur has defined China's transformation like Jack Ma. His success will be hard to repeat.
The most recognizable face of Chinese capitalism belongs to Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, an e-commerce juggernaut matched in size only by Amazon. Mr. Ma, who launched Alibaba from a small apartment in Hangzhou in 1999, is an emblem of China's extraordinary economic transformation. This week's announcement that he will step down as the firm's chairman a year from now to concentrate on philanthropy was greeted with comparative calm by investors. He stopped being chief executive in 2013. Alibaba's share price has more than doubled since its initial public offering, the world's largest ever, in 2014. But one question presents itself. Could China produce another story to match his? The answer is almost certainly not. There are some very good reasons for that. China's own rise is an unrepeatable one. When Mr. Ma, then an English language teacher, launched Alibaba, the country was still gearing up to join the World Trade Organization. Its GDP per head, in terms of purchasing power parity, stood at under $3,000. It is now more than six times higher. The internet was still young, too. Less than 1% of Chinese had access to the web back then, compared with some 36% of Americans. As incomes grew and connections proliferated, Mr. Ma took full advantage. Thousands of small businesses have since flourished on Alibaba's platforms. About 1 million merchants trade in its virtual emporiums. Its services have helped push China's economy towards consumption-led growth. Last year, it boasted sales of $25 billion on Singles Day, China's equivalent of Black Friday, when Americans spent a measly $5 billion. It has transformed logistics and finance, as well as retailing. Last year, Alibaba delivered an average of 55 million packages a day. Its financial offshoot, Ant Financial, accounts for more than half of China's vast mobile payments market. Its reach is so great that many startups decide to work with Alibaba rather than strike out alone. But more has changed than the structure of China's economy and the clout of digital giants like Alibaba. Politics has changed too. Alibaba thrived partly thanks to Mr. Ma's skillful dealings with China's ruling Communist Party, with which he cultivated both closeness and standoffishness. Love them, don't marry them, he once said of the government.